This is the Daily Ghost Podcast. Where we bring life to creepypasta stories and creepy stories alike. So turn the lights down and let's get strange. This is the Daily Ghost. Hello again and welcome to the Daily Ghost Podcast. My name is Patrick and of course we bring you guys the creepiest tales possible. And today, of course, this episode is no different, but it is a Room 727 because this is a shorter story. It is a scary story, but it's not ghosts. It's not ghouls, okay? So we got to check it out. We got to read it. We got to review it and entertain you guys the best we know how. So again, welcome to The Daily Ghost Presents, Room 727. Okay, so today's Room 727 tale is simply called The Apartment Story. And so far it looks great. I can't wait to read it. I accidentally read ahead, and I usually don't do that. But either way, I welcome you again to Room 727, and this is The Apartment Story. When I heard the first bang, I thought, it must be a firecracker. My neighbors lit them, even when it wasn't the 4th of July. The second bang was the same as the first, but the third made me rise and move to the balcony sliding door. Bang 4, 5, and 6 came next. This time, close enough to make the hairs on the back of my neck stand on edge. The blow was a concentrated bang, and in the break between the shots, someone screamed. I hid in my cupboard, heart thudding, hands held together, praying for a god I used to follow. The click of my front door came first, then footsteps on the carpet, punctured by quick breathing. The stranger walked into my room, blood on his jeans and shirt, the pistol hanging loosely in his hand. I pressed back into the wall, as if that action might take me through the wood. He searched under the bed, the desk, and inched toward the cupboard. Death was coming. I knew it as well as I knew my own name. And in that moment, I decided I wanted nothing more than to survive. He clasped his hand around the cupboard handle and slowly pulled it open, meeting my eyes. My hand shook, body stilled with fear. I wanted to scream, but all my trembling lips could muster was a mumbled, "No, no, no." He pushed the icy metal against my forehead, right in the center. My eyes swelled with tears, and I gritted my teeth. He pulled the trigger down, and the gun made an empty click. Okay, guys, that has been Room 727. What a crazy tale that was. I really enjoyed it. I actually felt like I was there. And there's something about writing in this form where it breaks down like scene for scene like a movie. It makes it easier to read. That's why I was able to add all the other effects within the episode. You know, you get the gun click, you get the sound of the door opening, all of those things. And that is because I could feel myself in the story. I could feel myself, my own heart beating. And that's the one thing that you really have to find when it comes to stories and writing, is the ability to make the person reading connect and make themselves feel like they are in the story. And one of the best ways with that is the visuals, you know, setting up the scene by describing it with the senses. Tell me what it looks like, smells like, what do you hear? All those things make a huge difference in feeling as if you are a part of the story. Now, when I was reading, when I was first learning to read as a kid growing up, and there was this thing called accelerated reader, one of the things that teachers would try to tell you when it comes to reading is if you can't pronounce a character's name over and over, or you just don't want to have to read that same name over and over, just simplify it and change the name to somebody that you know, like your mom's name or your friend, whatever. And I only tried it a couple times, and it never really worked out. But the only reason I say that is because in a situation like this, you could be like, yeah, dude, that's me. That's exactly me. I'm the person here. Because unlike other stories, there's no actual, you don't know who this person is. They don't say who they are. It's not specified. So what you do essentially is you put yourself in their shoes. And that is where the best stories come from. But I really like doing this type of episode because I can really detail the story, and then I get a chance to actually talk about it at the end. Not saying that I couldn't do that with The Daily Ghost, but the whole point of that is I'm not critiquing the story there. I want you to come in and feel creeped out by the story in and out. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't want really any kind of in-between when it comes to that. That's why I do the Room 727 the way that I do it. Obviously not saying that, you know, TDG couldn't be done the same way. I'm simply saying, hey, why not break it up and give you guys some extra, or at least an extra spin on it? And also, these stories don't just come from creepypasta, right? So when I do Room 727, it comes from other places and essentially finds itself here. But either way, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. It has been my pleasure. As always, this is Room 727. I've been Patrick Michael. The Daily Ghost presented this whole thing. You know, it's all me. Who really cares in the end? But support the show, patreon.com/podculture, and we'll see you in the next episode. Keep the lights on, or keep the lights down, and turn the strange off. What is it? I forget what it is. What is it? Turn the lights down and stay strange. Good night. This has been a Daily Ghost podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed every episode. And if you want to continue to hear more, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. That's Daily Ghost P-O-D. And you can also support the show by simply visiting patreon.com/podculture. That's patreon.com/podculture. Help this thing grow. Help it become as creepy as we'd want. Thanks again for listening to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Until next time, my pretties.